Could it be Eileen Layton? Welcome. Yep, we'll get a microphone up here. Take your time, get your breath. I can bring up one other thing. We will take a break somewhere along here. I'm scheduling these hearings to go end between 9 and 9:30. Lights out at 9:30. But there's a good time to break at 9 o'clock or somewhere thereafter. We'll probably do it and pick it up again. And the hearings will go as long as necessary for the public to express themselves. Please go ahead, Alan.
Okay, thank you very much.
Into the microphone, please. And
my name is Arlene Jerowitz Layton. I'm here representing 30 individuals from Lincolnville. In June of 2012, we asked our town to write a letter to you expressing our concerns, and I believe that you do have a copy of that letter. I was just at the Board of Selectmen's meeting in their open forum where I asked them to consider coming on Thursday to express some concerns since I didn't include them in the standing or requesting standing, but I am asking standing for the following individuals: Arlene Jerowitz Layton, Jeff Layton, Elizabeth Pan, Diane O'Brien, Will Brown, Coral Coombs, Elizabeth Cordett, Janet Redfield, Lynn Thus, Maria Irrera, Wally O'Brien, David McLean, Richard Sanderson, Diana Sanderson, Randy Fine, Lucy Penance, John Penance, Cindy Dunham, Jim Dunham, Mark Lutz, Carol Arone, Whitney Orpersdorf, Tony Orpersdorf, Sheila Poston, Michael Ray, Rick McKittrick, and Ann McKittrick. And these are our concerns. When Lincolnville was celebrating its 200th birthday a decade ago, our town humorist created ideas for town seals, among them an image of a ferry heading to Islesboro with the caption, "Lincolnville, Gateway to Islesboro." Now, we're a small coastal community bordering Penobscot Bay, and humor aside, we are the transportation water gateway for our neighbor Islesboro. Though funding for the Gateway Initiative was curtailed, we as a town are still active in looking at the Route 1 corridor as a transportation gateway for the Mid-Coast region. Our questions: what benefit is it to Lincolnville to be the gateway to Searsport, the proposed home of the largest LPG storage and distribution center in the United States? What costs will be incurred by our Lincolnville residents and taxpayers in terms of mutual aid for safety and wear and tear on our roads? What impacts will this project have on our Penobscot Bay environment and our tourist industry? We urge Lincolnville Selectmen to join Islesboro and other towns to write the Searsport Planning Board to request standing as they review the midstream DCP LPG facility and distribution project application.
Would you please make it a little more brief and
okay.
not so much a testimony, but why you should have standing?
We are asking for standing on the ordinances. That deal with the environment and what impact it will have on our area. So that's what we're doing.
And you're requesting this for all these named individuals.
I am.
You think of consolidating that with just yourself, perhaps?
If we have time to, that
rather
all these individuals would probably come as a group, yes.
Yeah, rather than, you know, interested party status for all of those individuals.
I'm requesting individual party status for all of those individuals, but they may want to speak individually. about some of the items I've just addressed.
They would have a chance to speak individually when it's an open to the public session.
When it's an open to the public session.
They would have that. Interested party status gives you little special privileges. You get to sit in the box seats.
And oh,
good. And the applicant and rebuttals and do other things that you wouldn't get to do, let's say, until later on. And having that many people with interested party status and not knowing how they can be unusually affected and they're a long ways away. And I want to thank you very much for that letter from the selectman. It was 104 pages long with the minutes, and I made 18 copies of it and distributed it. Thank you very much. I hope we can return the favor sometime.
Thank you.
So, thank you. Please don't go away.
All right.
But just as well.
I guess I might. But I mean, I think it's pretty clear that our view is this is not a regional issue. It's a Sears Board issue. And the standing thing is, you know, again, I agree with you, Mr. Chairman. It's up to you. And I do think the public comment period is the appropriate time to hear from people from Lincolnville and Islesboro and so on, and not as interested parties.
Counselor?
Steve Hinchman with TBNT. The point of interested party designation is, again, it's so people that have an identifiable interest can ask questions and receive answers about the project. It's not just to testify their concerns about the project. It's also they have specific questions about the cost to the neighboring communities in with regards to transit and road maintenance and safety and security and the mutual aid issues. That's the point of letting them in is not to give them some special status. It's to enable them not just to testify but also to ask questions and receive answers upon which they can then figure out how to best comment regarding their concerns. And from TDNT's point of view, we would be opposed to having every individual separately admitted, but we would highly support the group coming in, and if they want to put on a panel of two or three or four of them to represent the group's interests, that makes sense to us. But we support their right to ask questions and get answers. That's the point of the interested party designation, and that's the point of the process. Thank you.
Thank you. I feel that if all those named individuals wanted interested party status, they should have been here to request it individually.
Yes.
I don't know if they still want to do it that way. Just a personal feeling on it. No further questions, Board?
Mr. Chairman, could we ask the different towns that are interested to consolidate under the towns of Waldo County as one interested party?
Well, right now we have the City of Belfast and the town of Lincolnville.
We have no other towns.
These are the requests. I was going to ask for other requests here. I don't think we have any other town founders here or not.
All right, just to follow up. Try to get everyone in.
Any further questions? A motion?
I'll move that we grant Arlene Layton only status as an interested party.
Is there a second? No second? Motion dies for lack of a second. Yeah. Want to make any other motion?
No. I move to deny.
Is that second? Move that we deny interested party status to Arlene Layton. There's a second. Discussion on that motion. No further discussion. All those in favor of denying interested party status to Arlene Layton? Signified. All those opposed? 4-1, it is denied.